Well, Under Secretary, we don't have it. In typical WBAI fashion, the tape is now broken. Sorry for the trouble we're having with this speech by Madam Bin. If Steve Post can hear me, perhaps he can just turn his Comrex on and we can pick it up from one of the speakers. Steve?
I don't think you'll pick it up very clearly down here.
It's better than it is from up here, so why don't you just keep it on, Steve, okay?
Yeah.
now to Steve Post, who's in the crowd. Steve?
Again, I'm down in this area where there was trouble earlier. I can't tell exactly what's happening. It seems as though that the militant group here, the group that's been called the Crazies, is passing police raincoats over the crowds, and they, for a second, try to break through the barricades again, and now the police are trying to force them back. I don't know exactly what's happening, as I say, but they seem to be getting agitated and rather bored by what's coming over the loudspeakers. That's about all I have to report for now. I'll be back if there's anything new.
Thank you, Steve.
You people who can't see, I was just shocked to look over that way and see people still arriving with banners. And I'm told that there are tens of thousands in Sheep Meadow where we have loudspeakers. All right, now, the United States, which started that little stuff in Vietnam and then wanted to have it glorified and pacified and approved in Chicago, has indicted 8 demonstrators for crossing state lines and using interstate facilities to start a riot. We have decided to call ourselves the conspiracy, because that's one of the charges, that we conspired to start a riot. So here we have some of my co-conspirators here today, and first of all, I want to introduce Mad Dog Jerry Rubin.
Hello? Right down here. Okay. Hello, fellow conspirators. I want to say a special hello to Eldridge Cleaver, who's in the audience. Eldridge is in disguise. And you see, this country thinks it's pretty powerful. It can throw a lot of firepower around, but it can't find Eldridge. And if they look real hard in the crowd, they may find him. Well, just came out from California, where we met with the other conspirators. And you know, the first thing that Bobby Seale said to us was a quote from Mao. And that was the following, that when the pigs attack you, it's a victory for the people. And we're gonna use this to put them up against the wall and use this to organize. And what Seale said was that, oh, my camera. What Seale said was that 5,000 Black Panthers are going to be in the streets of Chicago when the trial begins. And I hope there's going to be a crowd like this in the streets of Chicago when the trial begins. Because Dick Daley has invited us back to Chicago. I'm a little worried about the line of cops in front of the stage here. I'm a little worried about the fact that the atmosphere on the stage is a little bit like a police state. And I don't like the idea that cops are needed to protect the stage from the people. But that being said, and the microphone's still on, just a few more things. They asked me just to say hello, so I'm going to talk for a few hours. No, Bobby Seale wanted to come out here, but he is restricted to California. And when we go to Chicago on Wednesday, they're going to try that same trick on us. They're going to try to cut off our tongues. They're going to try to restrict our travel, because they say that everything we do is inciting people to riot, which is good. And for, we're not going to accept the travel restriction. And if by any chance they try to lock us up because we're not going to accept it, I hope everybody does what they need to do to free us. Just like we got to free the Panthers who were arrested. I mean, what a phony charge. Does anybody know where the Botanical Gardens is? You think the Red Squad guys over there know where the Botanical Gardens is? I don't know where it is. But these indictments against us and the indictments against the Panthers They're just the final dying gasp of a dying empire. And it's us out there, they're going to knock the coffins, they're going to knock the final nails in the coffin. And the best way we can do it is by freeing ourselves. And the way we can free ourselves is by bringing the high schools and colleges to a close. You see, this is like as I see this rally, it's like a rally of high school and college people. And the way we can overthrow the power structures is by bringing the war home. You know, in Germany, the schools of Munich went on while they gassed the Jews. Well, the schools of America aren't going to go on. Goodbye, schools. And this is a conspiracy. This is the first meeting of the conspiracy. Now I want to introduce another conspirator, Abby.
That, of course, was Yippie leader Jerry Rubin, who just introduced his colleague in the Youth International Party, Abby Hoffman.
I wasn't asked to, give a wrap-up here, but I got 10 minutes of heavy juice that I want to give, see? And, there's some, funny kind of monitors, and the sound might go off. But I got two friends with me. This is Cousin Clyde from the Hell's Angels. His first LSD trip, he went out and beat up a cop. And this is Ben Ortiz. Ben Ortiz is facing 5 years in Chicago for incitement to riots, so he's got a loud enough motherfucking voice, so if they cut these mics off, they'll hear us anyway. Because we gotta establish some ground rules. The second ground rule is that we disapprove of rallies with barricades. The other ground rule is that these cops are not here for our protection, right? 7 days ago, some cops came into our office, see, and left some heroines and guns and came back an hour later to protect us. We don't need that protection. If we need protection, it will be from the people. And if these cops are with us, they'll take off their clothes and join us. If not, they'll...
By the way, there's nothing wrong with your radio. We're now on tape delay.
And if they don't, it should be recognized that they are here to intimidate us. Okay. Well, that got through, now to rap. I want to say one thing about the word repression. Because a lot of people coming on and say what's happened to us, what happened to Panthers, what's going on all over the country is a sign of repression. And that is absolute... You don't see Ho Chi Minh saying the U.S. government is coming in for repression against the Vietnamese people. That is bull. These things are a sign of the insanity of the people that run this country. They take eight different guys, see, who went to Chicago, all got different kind of ways, all arguing each other, how are we going to do it out, and they say, you guys got to get
together. Once again, we're now on tape delay.
Bingo, we're together. They take Black Panthers from all over the city, say, you guys gotta get together. Bingo, you're together. They are our leaders. Thank you, Brother Nixon. Because we are together. You know what Ike said just before he died? He said, don't mourn, organize, right? Gone to that great golf course in the sky. Bless you all. So all these acts, you know, Black Panther's going to blow up the botanical gardens. We're going to drive cattle through the streets of Chicago, all that. Signs of a dying empire. They are out of their mother on LSD, bad LSD trip. Give you an idea. I just got this from the government. Dig this. This is out of sight. This is United States of America versus me for wearing a flag shirt, right? This is their brief. This is the U.S. government. This ain't no yippies talking. One line. The importance of a flag in developing a sense of loyalty to a national entity has been subject of numerous essays. The essay that they quote is Mein Kampf, Adolf Hitler, right? That's repression, huh? Dig it. One other thing. This is an anti-war demonstration, right? Anti-war demonstration. Next demonstration is a pro-war demonstration, because the battle has begun. This should be the beginning of the spring offensive. And like one other point. There are a lot of people coming up and say, we're worried about you. Good luck. Mothers. We don't need no mothers. All of us got mothers. We need motherfuckers. That's what we need. We need brothers and sisters in a struggle. We don't need no mothers. Mothers. Because, see, the eight of us, we like having a good time, huh? Fun, ha, ha, ha. The old left don't like to see that. They're having fun. But we don't recognize this as repression. This is a dying system, and these are symptoms of the dying system. And we, the conspiracy, are going to dance on the grave of this system. Free the Panthers!
I believe we're back live now. That, of course, was Yippie leader Abby Hoffman. And we're sorry that we had to delete portions of it. We had to put it on tape delay, not because of our own opinions, but because of the Federal Communications Commission. I believe we're back live now, so let's go back up to the podium.
All right. Dig this, man. Dig this. You may not know me as well as you know the rest of them, because they're more like nationally famous. You know what I mean? My name is Benjamin Ortiz, but that's irrelevant. It doesn't make no difference. Like, we're supposed to be here for an anti-war rally, but not an anti-war rally only against abroad. What about home, baby? We got war at home. Let's deal with it. This is revolution. Let's deal with revolution at home. Look around you now. You got more damn pigs here than you got us. This is for us. The streets belong to the people, so let's get with it. We didn't invite them here, so ask them to leave. Don't be scared, man. Ask them to leave.
A speaker who is as yet unidentified has called on the crowd to demand that the police, which has a heavy detail here today, they are demanding that the police leave.
You see, they try to practice during the winter so they can raise hell during the summer. But this will be a long summer. It's got to be a long summer. And something's got to happen this summer. You know what's going to happen, man? Think this. You see, you got all these brothers up here, all these revolutionary brothers. And when they leave, they're going to try to bust some of them. If one of us go to jail, we all go to jail. We got to learn to stick together. It's no use, I'm going to tell you, man. I'm going to tell all of you. It's no use coming here and digging some drive rally if you ain't going to take it back out into the street. When you leave here, you got to make a change. You got to do something. There's no use coming here and hearing it and don't do nothing about it. Take it back to the colleges, take it back to the high schools, and take it back to the family. And do a winning thing. And all these pigs, take their salary. They getting paid for nothing, man. Look at them. Here. Here. All right, like Dick just said, you know, we want to bring the troops home. We want to stop the war. The war is here in America. Let's clean it up. Dig in your own backyard. Go up to the White House. You put it up, you can take it down if they don't change it. The only thing I'm saying is when you leave here, make sure you've learned something. Just don't come here for a bunch of bull. Listen, take it back to the streets, man, whatever it may be. You've got to learn.
We're now on tape delay again, and by the way, this is coverage of the anti-war mobilization in Central Park over WBAI in New York City.
Some of the sisters still out here wanted to come in here. They're taking up room, man. They're taking up space. This is for our brothers and sisters. This is for us, man. But the only thing I'm going to say, is that when we leave, we're going to leave together. And if one go to jail, then we all go to jail.
Thank you, Brother Ortiz. It's on. Tonight, there will be a party, a small party at the Diplomat.
We're back live now.
8 p.m. West 43rd Street, some of the GIs who have come to join us are throwing a little shindig, and they want some company. They're lonely. So I think they like girls, too. And if you come, you can give a donation. Now, next Friday, April 11th, 9 a.m., down at 100 Center Street, there will be a mass demonstration in support of the Panther 21. That's next Friday, April the 11th at 9 a.m., 100 Center Street. Now, the organization that played the largest part in getting this magnificent group of people together, and the last figure was that there was at least 100,000 of us out here at this time. And now, the Fifth Avenue Peace Parade and the other committees involved in getting this demonstration together has envelopes, and they're going to pass them among you, and they want money put into the envelopes. And while you're getting your money and your thing together, here they come. We have three outstanding.
The envelopes are to be mailed in.
The envelopes are to be mailed in. You'll find the address on them. Fill them with all your money and mail them in. Meanwhile, music to give money by Barbara Dane, Phil Oakes, and Matt Jones. Here they come.
As we're waiting for the money collection to go ahead and the start of singers, let's go down to Steve Post with the Comrex. Steve?
Well, everything on the surface seems fairly quiet down here, although we have seen a large number of police going up behind the band shell earlier when the Black Panther was speaking. Someone said, if it comes to anything, take them off. And that's really all that's happening. It's quiet on the surface, but underneath, I think everybody is sort of prepared for something here. It seemed to me like for a moment that they were going to take Abby off the stage, but apparently they didn't. Right now, that's all there is to report. I'm standing down here again, still, with this group that seems to be the most militant, and if anything happens, I'll report in.
That was Steve Post. Thank you, Steve. Now let's go back to the podium.
How it goes, and you can repeat it. It goes like this. Uptight. That's right. I ain't gonna go. Hell no. Uptight, everybody. Uptight. That's right. That's right. I ain't gonna go. I ain't gonna go. Hell no. Hell no. I ain't going to Vietnam. I ain't burning my brothers to serve the man. Uptight. Uptight. Everybody. That's right. That's right. I ain't gonna go. I ain't gonna go. Hell no. Hell no. I ain't going to a Vietnam. The Vietcong is just like I am. Uptight, uptight. That's right. That's right. I ain't gonna go.
I ain't gonna go.
Hell no. Hell no. I ain't going to Vietnam, 'cause the U.S. Army is the Ku Klux Klan. Uptight,
uptight.
That's right, that's right. I ain't gonna go.
I ain't gonna go.
Hell no,
hell no.
I ain't going to Vietnam. I got business in Harlem, Watson, Birmingham. Uptight,
uptight.
That's right,
that's right.
I ain't gonna go.
I ain't gonna go.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Uptight.
Uptight.
That's right.
That's right.
I ain't gonna go.
I ain't gonna go.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Yeah, okay.
Came out to look at each other in a big group like this. We were working out of our old bag, you know. We were saying, well, we're out here to help the Vietnamese, the poor little country. We were doing our, you know, our little patronage bit and feeling sorry for them Now, after 3 years, look how much the situation has changed. In a little bit of time, we realize that Vietnam is more than a war. It's a way of teaching us. It's become a lesson for us to show us what our struggle really is.
You're listening to Barbara Dane.
And it shows us that the thing we're doing is far greater all around the world than just helping the struggle of the Vietnamese, because we're finding out that who our real enemies are, and that we've got to fight the American military-industrial complex. So now, in one country, North Vietnam, they have a leader there who can walk in the streets without police protection, and who doesn't have to have, you know, 2,000 blue suits and an armored car to go out among his people. And so I'd like to sing this song about him.